On this Monday afternoon, we're joined by Mark Russo to take a look at the weather forecast. Farmers would like a rain. They were hoping it would stop, but they knew they'd need it again, and it appears that they've been dry for a while. What do you see in the forecast?
Well, Todd, as we look out, especially over the next 7 days, rainfall prospects look pretty limited here in the Corn Belt, especially here in Illinois, which has been one of the driest areas over the past 30 days. Now, there's going to be a frontal passage here during the day on Tuesday, but again, any activity, it looks right now, is pretty scattered and not widespread. And in fact, when specifically our coverage of rainfall for this week across the Midwest is only about 30% of the entire Corn Belt, picking up significant amounts over 0.4 inches. The better opportunity for rain is next week. It doesn't look great, but we do see at least more opportunities and thus higher coverage of rainfall, of more significant rainfall totals here next week. So that's going to be the time frame to watch here. Do things start to trend a little bit wetter, specifically for week two? Do things look better, or do we start to go back the other direction and go back to what this week looks like, which is, again, it's a small percentage receiving significant amounts.
And could you give me an idea of what the temperatures will be like over that two-week period?
Yeah, Todd, looking out specifically to temperature, there's a lot of variability here coming up, which is actually the theme across much of the Midwest and much of the kind of northeastern quarter of the country. Now, the warmest days, both actual and from a normal standpoint, is actually the next few days. Temperatures slightly warmer than normal, some upper 80s, low to mid 90s, but then that's going to be followed up by cooler conditions, kind of back down to more normal levels. And as of right now, we don't see any kind of significant heat building back into the Corn Belt over the next couple of weeks. All of the main heat is going to continue to be in areas of like the Southern Plains and out across the Rockies and West Coast.
Can you give me your assessment of the Corn Belt from the Northwest to the Southeast and what you think it looks like? I'm not sure that you need to take into consideration planting dates, but at least give me an idea of whether the northwest part of the Corn Belt is doing okay and what we see in Illinois, Ohio, Indiana.
Yeah, overall, I think that just the way to sum things up is just extremely variable conditions. A lot of that is due to, well, we have obviously the delayed nature of crops this year, but highly variable all. And what's kind of terming this as just a bizarre year. We've kind of had a little bit of everything here: extreme wet, extreme cold, extreme heat in recent weeks, more like 3 weeks ago. But now we're seeing dry weather during this critical time of season. So just kind of a little bit of everything here, and but obviously a lot of extremes, all kind of compounded into this growing season thus far. At least the states here that have seen the wettest conditions the latest and ultimately the poorest crop conditions up to this point is really in the eastern belt. But obviously there's areas in the western belt that are faring almost quite as bad, maybe not as widespread, but all in all, just a lot of variability, which obviously makes it tough, but certainly a lot of extremes put on the crop this season.
The U.S. Corn Belt is not the only place in the northern hemisphere that has had a tough growing season. Europe has had at least a couple of heat waves, in particular in France, and I'm told that there may be another one coming, although I think it's a little further to the south.
Yeah, Todd, actually the third major heat wave of the summer so far is on tap here for Europe. But like you mentioned, it coming up this weekend and throughout much of next week, the main heat will be in southern Europe. So countries like France or countries like Spain, Italy, Bulgaria, Romania will be more influenced by the heat compared to France, which got hit hard along with much of Western Europe during the heat wave of a couple weeks ago and then back in the latter part of June. Also of note is that much of southern Europe will see a lack of rain here coming up. All of the main rain activity will be further to the north. That actually will help improve some of the dryness seen in areas of like France and Germany and Poland, in recent weeks.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Todd.